The Minister of the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, says the extension of service of the IGP, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, is a commendation for the current leadership of the police administration and not the IGP alone. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ahoy said as a result of the proactive and astute leadership style of the IGP, the officers and men are in high morale.
Let me amend the portion about the recommendation. The Ministry of Interior did make a recommendation to the Police Council. The Police Council upheld the recommendation, fed it to the President, whereupon the President also upheld the recommendation and extended service of IGP Al-Hassan 2 more years. The basis for that recommendation, I would rather throw it to you, you representing the public. Have you seen any significant change in Ghana police as service provision is concerned recently?
What I have seen is that the visibility approach has stalled a lot of criminal acts and has served as a deterrent to public disorder. Again, I believe the incessant armed robbery has been stopped or minimized by the consistent night patrols. And many more, you find that the police is more proactive than before. But what people are looking up to now is whether there will be further change in terms of quick and rapid prosecution of cases, early detection of crime, and preventing those crimes from being committed, and any new thing that we are yet to see in policing.
I'm glad. Thank you very, very much. You have actually articulated the observation and the acknowledgement of the public at large that they have seen a change in police in Ghana. I must say the morale of the men, police officers and men, women, very, very high, because the Ghanaian public is beginning to acknowledge that the police is now serving them, that the police is an authority and the police is a peace order. And therefore, they would want to see this continue. And of course, every country will want to see their police continue along the very line that you have just described as having registered in Ghana. I think it's on the basis of this that we thought that is not the IGP alone. We are talking about leadership. The IGP work with a team. Start from the police hierarchy, the top hierarchy. They are all there to support the IGP. But you need somebody who will lead the team. Our own recognition, the IGP has, last time I'm talking about, as of that kind of leadership that brings everybody on board. And therefore, I would want first and foremost to congratulate the management of the rank and file of the police service, officers and men and women of the police service, for working with the leadership under Hassan to bring that kind of change that Ghanaians have been expecting for a long time and that they have got and they began to. We're not talking about visible police. We're talking about either ideas that together, myself and the IGP and the police leader. Just recently, we commissioned the Command and Staff College at Winneba. That is something that's been on the drawing board for years. We have activated it. We are currently talking about further equipping the police in terms of logistical supply. So we're working on a loan agreement that will bring the needed logistics to feed the police. And we're talking about the morale of the men. After you've equipped them all, if the morale is low, you will not expect much from them. I must say that the morale of the men, officers, women of the police service, as I speak today, is very, very high. I am happy that the President upheld our recommendation and the recommendation of the Police Council, of which, of course, I'm a member. And I do hope, I have absolute trust in an IGP Al-Hassan, that he will, together working with him, we can change the Ghana Police Service to be one of the best, in, if not in West Africa, in Africa, or the rest of the world.
Mr. Ahoy explained the reasons why the police administration agreed to give the police council agreed to give the IGP the extension and appealed to all those in waiting to be patient and cooperate with the leadership to maintain law and order for Ghanaians.
The second thing I'd want to also bring up is the fact that there is a tendency to appoint an IGP who is about 59 years old, sometimes just a few more months. As soon as he hits 60, he must leave. It doesn't give us the opportunity to exploit the full potential of the IGP. Take this particular IGP that we are talking about, Al-Hassan. He assumed office as acting IGP in February of this year because IGP Kwe was still on leave prior to retirement and therefore he hadn't retired. It had to take up to May for IGP Kwe to retire for Al-Hassan to take over. So effectively, Al-Hassan has only been IGP from May till now. And come next year, January, he has to leave. I find this kind of arrangement very, very unfortunate, because then you don't get the full benefit of the IGP. If you're not careful, you may even say that we just promote them to IGP, then let them step aside and then take their salary and go without benefiting the society that they are supposed to serve. I think we need to change, take a hard look at that. And the Police Council has noted that there is a role, the position of a deputy IGP that we may also have to take on board. And then there is a need for us to decide how many years should an IGP serve for the country to get the full benefit of his knowledge, expertise, etc. So there is a lot on the drawing board that the Police Council is going to confront itself with in the next couple of next few months, which will bring the needed spirit, jack up the spirit more. Already the spirits are high, but we need to jack up them more. I would want to plead with all those who are capable of being IGP, who were in the reckoning, to understand where we are coming from and be patient with the system. Everybody's time will come, but I do hope that they will see the rationale behind what we are doing and give the IGP who has just been confirmed the full commitment, so that together as a team, they can be put together and said the leadership of the police at this particular time during the period has brought the needed change for this country, and Ghanaians will applaud them for that.
Minister of the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy.